Jehovah Jireh, please enter this place today. Wash us with your Holy Spirit. Cleanse us with your Son's blood. Allow us to take in your word, to breathe in, to breathe out, to sit, to love. Lord, we love you so much. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instructions in the word should share all good things with their instructor. That is Galatians 6, verses 3 through 6. Taking pride in our own actions. At one time, many, many years ago, I can remember a therapist asking me, "Wesleyan, are you proud of yourself?" And I had to sit and I said, "Proud of myself? Why should I be proud of myself? I'm just doing what I need to do." And she then began to explain to me all of the things that I had accomplished that I should be proud of myself for. But at that time, all I could think about was, I'm just doing what I need to do. I wasn't in a place where I could truly understand and love myself and be proud of myself, because I was just going through the motions of life. And so what we see, it says we should test our own actions and take pride in ourselves alone. This doesn't mean that we are to think too much of ourselves or have a big head or think that we are just this amazingly excellent person and not take correction or advice. But we should take pride in the work that we do. We should take pride in the way that we show up in relationships. We should take pride in how we can encourage someone, how we pray for someone, how we sing, how we are able to lead our organizations. Whatever those spiritual gifts that God has given you, those are the things that we should take pride in. And we take pride in them and we don't compare ourselves to others. The comparison game is one where we often become sad and upset, and we think about what everyone else has done, how everyone else has accomplished things, and we haven't accomplished what they've accomplished. We don't seem as happy as they seem. We don't seem as prosperous as they seem, because we're comparing ourselves to them. And what we're doing is we're comparing the one thing that we can see, the one thing that they can talk about, to our whole lives. And so that's not fair to you. It's not fair to you to compare how well your children are doing in school with somebody else's children that you see maybe on the honor roll, and you're struggling with your children to get them just to pass their classes. Why? Because you don't know what somebody else has going on behind the scenes. You don't know that, yes, their children are on the honor roll, but they are unable to discipline those children. Or maybe they're on the honor roll, but they refuse to go to church with their parents. So accept your situations. Accept who you are. Be proud of what you've accomplished. And it doesn't matter how small that accomplishment is. You could say, you know what, today I walked for 10 minutes and that made me feel accomplished. I will not compare myself to my friend that runs marathon, because my best is my best. What I do is all I can do. So don't compare yourself with someone. We often take the heaviness that we have, this comparison game, and we want to dump it on somebody else. We want to say, oh my goodness, friend, spouse, sister, brother, mother, these are all the things that I've been going through, and I just feel so burdened and I feel so heavy. And there is a time and a place to share with people, but we should take these things to God. When we're in those moments of comparing ourselves to others, to being down on ourselves when our self-esteem is low, God wants us to take those things to Him. He wants us to speak to Him. First, take all of those things on your mind, on your heart, the things that you are proud of, the things that you're unproud of, take them to God first. And in taking them to God, you're allowing Him to fight this battle for you. You are giving Him this burden. You are giving Him this load. And once you give that load to Him, truly give it to Him, you feel lighter. You feel refreshed. And you're renewing your mind each and every day, each and every moment when you ask God to fill you with His word. Because our loved ones, our friends, our families, they don't mean us any harm, but they're just like us. They're sinners. They have biases. They have their own challenges. So the advice that they give us, that advice could be more destructive than it is helpful. So cleave to God. Take your comparison, take your self-esteem, take the things that you don't really share out loud with people, take them to God.